This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:07, coming along to 6:08. Just very briefly, though, looking ahead to our next story, it's actually related. We are going full bore into cinemas and film today. Okay, and so for our next story, we're seeing so many industries, right, reopen under the MCO. And as we've been saying, cinemas have not been able to. And there have been calls, repeated calls from the association, from the businesses, for cinemas to be able to resume operations. And now MP Ong Kian Ming has joined in on this push. And he is essentially pointing out that the government, by forcing cinemas to remain closed, the government is jeopardizing the jobs of cinema operators, and pointing out that that includes many in the B40 who work as cleaners, as attendants in these cinemas, but also looking at the potential for harm to the local film industry, because filmmakers might not want to shoot films if they don't know when their films can be shown in cinemas and when exactly it is that they'll be able to make any money from that, right? And I think if we just zoom back and take a quick look at the business numbers, right? According to the Malaysian Association of Film Exhibitors, in 2020, the cinema industry lost up to 90% of revenue year on year. It's more than 500 million ringgit in total losses. And if you look at what the industry has contributed, it's an income of over 1.08 billion, and an entertainment tax to the country of up to 250 million ringgit. And in essence, this shutdown has caused job losses, permanent closures of cinema locations, reduction of operations for exhibitors. And in some cases, we've also seen cinema chain operators such as MBO ceasing operations since the MCO. And two of the other major chains, GSC as well as TGV, have talked very openly about the fact that there are financial problems at hand when it comes to staying afloat. So there doesn't seem to be, or at least there doesn't seem to be a very coherent response at the moment as to why exactly, scientifically, why exactly cinemas have not been able to reopen when they've not really been responsible for any clusters. And I think if you've been to the cinema over the last year, then you would know that it's actually quite safe. I think it feels actually a lot more tranquil and safe to be in a cinema now compared to being in your average restaurant because of the amount of people that can be in that space. But with cinemas, the way it's staggered, with the fact that people have to wear masks throughout the screening, it's actually felt, or at least for me personally, I felt perfectly safe in cinemas, and I'm all for them reopening, especially because if you look at what it means to the local film industry, the big giants abroad as well are starting to look at, if you look at film studios and the like, they've gone to streaming, they've headed there immediately, and perhaps they're able to recoup their losses, but I don't know if that's the same for our local industry, right? How can people make movies if they don't know exactly when it's going to be released or where exactly it can go? So let us know. I mean, it's on two fronts, this question. On the one hand, do you want cinemas to reopen? Would you feel safe going to cinemas? On the other hand, especially if you work in the local film industry, how has this affected you? Let us know. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Later on, we are going to be speaking with filmmaker Tony Petra Arjuna to find out more. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:20 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We are talking about the ripple effect and what it means for the Malaysian film industry at large, for cinemas not being able to reopen, right? What does this mean? This is happening as calls for cinemas to resume operations are intensifying, and we don't know yet exactly when that's going to happen. But let us know. I mean, do you miss cinemas? Do you want them to reopen? And do you have thoughts on how this impacts the local film industry? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, joining us over Zoom, we have filmmaker Tony Petra Arjuna. Tony, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, okay, as a filmmaker, what effects has the pandemic and cinema closures had on you?
Okay, It's been good and bad. bad in the sense, obviously, you know, obviously, I'm one in a thousand who are experiencing the same thing. It's the fact that a lot of projects in the pipeline were frozen, especially at my stage in my career where I've kind of like I've hit my stride, so to speak, in recent years, where I was just consistently directing long form, and then suddenly you hit this wall, you know, where nothing moves forward, you know, as a result of the pandemic. So, but lucky for me, I was on a project which sustained me for the 2020 year, which was mostly post-production and development. So I think on the plus side, you know, post-production it continued, but it enabled me to develop a lot of things that I've been putting on hold for quite a while, that I've been shelving for quite a while, in terms of screenplays and in terms of just getting the ball rolling on these things. So the plus side is, you know, come 2021, these projects are pretty much geared to go to get the green light, you know, once things get to relative normal again. So that's been the plus side. But for them, on the downside, it's just been working from home a lot, and I miss being on set.
So on that note, right, about things potentially going back to normal, how has the prolonged closure of cinemas impacted the local film industry? And I mean, do you see a light at the end of the tunnel in this?
I'm an eternal optimist. I'd like to think so, but I think that but perhaps the light at the end of the tunnel will be something different. And what I notice is that surprisingly, local filmmakers have been adapting quite quickly to the change. So, for example, you know, because of the lack of theatrical distribution in the past year, a lot of these films go straight to Astro First, to VOD, and you have streaming platforms popping up pretty much everywhere now, locally and regionally, and filmmakers have been quick to take advantage of that. And I think, at least from my knowledge, some films have done relatively well on VOD, Astro First, and on streaming debuts, you know, such as Jabat, and for example, and then the recent Upin and Ipin, I think, a few others as well. So that's become a very viable route. So I think even in the short-term absence of cinemas, I think there's a chance that the local film industry can still survive, provided that there are platforms to distribute the content, you know, and that seems to be the case.
So do you anticipate then a more dramatic shift towards digital and streaming? And how do you personally feel about that, about the idea of work going straight to VOD, for example, as opposed to being seen in theatres?
Well, I know it firsthand because, you know, most of my work in recent years have gone straight to VOD. So, for example, I did this film called Shadow Play, which was released digitally on VOD in 2019 in North America. First, and it still hasn't found a platform locally yet, but I think the options are beginning to open. So I think on the plus side, you know, films which were normally harder to get theatrical distribution locally can now find a route through streaming as well. So I think the options will open for a lot of filmmakers and a lot of films too. So going back to your question, I think it's everybody seems to see it as a viable way forward. And I think, for example, pretty much like 90% of what I'm doing right now is geared for streaming already. And even though I would like to make a film for cinemas, you know, I'm glad that at least we have some platform to go to for our work to be seen.
Actually, what does that mean for you as a maker in terms of just that phrase, right? The idea of making something that's geared towards streaming as opposed to necessarily geared towards cinemas. What does that mean?
Well, it's a cinema experience for one thing, you know. Most of us have grown up with that. But on the other hand, you know, it is the age of Gen Z, you know, and they're all into their mobile devices and everything's about streaming now. So I think we have to adapt. But I don't think it'll be the end of cinemas entirely. I think on the short term, it will suffer. But I think there will be a gradual comeback, at least from an optimistic standpoint. You kind of see this anyway, you know, where even kids will begin to miss the experience of going with their families or with their girlfriends or boyfriends, you know, with their dates, you know, to just, you know, be partake in this collective and immersive experience in front of a large screen and audio 360 around you. You know, it's just not the same when you do it at home. I mean, you could have a semblance of it with a home cinema and whatnot, you know, but the collective experience is something that we can't lose. I don't think a lot of people, a lot of us want to lose that.
And we have seen films, at least internationally, like Malcolm and Marie, being made, financed, produced completely during the pandemic, shot with a very small set, a very small crew. Do you think that we're going to see more films like this, where stories will rely more heavily on a single location, fewer actors, fewer people being on set?
Well, incidentally, I'm working on one script with that position for that. But no, incidentally, it was made before the pandemic, you know, mainly because I wanted to make a micro budget film, you know. So now it's like, oh, now it's viable for the present circumstances, because the reason why I want to make that film now is not only because of the circumstances, but because it's SOP friendly as well. It's easier to control and mitigate risk on set by doing those films. So I think what I would like to see is hopefully a return and a proliferation of micro budget films again. You know, because as we know, a lot of indie films have been edged out by cinemas because of the conglomerates, you know, because of Disney, you know. I love Disney, don't get me wrong, you know, but unfortunately that's been the case, you know, where smaller films have been forced to go into streaming or VOD for the most part, you know, but there's an opportunity here for filmmakers to seize the moment and say, okay, this is what we've got, this is what we can deal with, you know, let's adapt. You know, I think this is an opportunity for micro-budget films to experience a renaissance, in a way. In the way that indie cinema experienced a renaissance in the 90s. We haven't seen that in quite a while.
So in closing then, we have just about a minute left. Where do you see the growth and development of local filmmaking, firstly in the long run and also just in the short term, right? What can we hope to see in 2021?
Okay, definitely, most likely more content online, on streaming, you know, whether it's on the platforms like Netflix or Vue or WeTV, or even the independent ones coming out right now, like Kinidia, then there's a chance that we'll see more streaming content. And then this will in turn encourage the industry on the long run to follow suit. So there'll be more diversity, hopefully.
Tony, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me again, Tasha.
That was filmmaker Tony Petra Arjuna speaking to us about his thoughts on the current state of the film industry, especially as cinemas remain resolutely closed for the time being. We'd like to know your thoughts, though. Are you excited about things perhaps being more diverse, having more content online? Are you looking forward to cinemas reopening? Let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.